This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for November 2019. How does studying a musical instrument make good scientists? Many years ago, at a Virginia Tech conference on music and human adaptation, scientists and researchers gathered to share their work by giving lectures on their specialty. The titles of my two lectures were Music Makes Good Scientists and Music Stimulates the Brain, the latter title to be featured in next month's radio show and blog. Music Makes Good Scientists was based on the research from my book, The Secret of Teaching Science and Math Through Music, published before the conference. My mom, Romaine Lita Frank, suggested the title names. Background: many of the world's scientists, medical doctors, mathematicians, engineers, teachers, and others have studied and played musical instruments since they were children. These eminent individuals have integrated music into their thinking process. Studying a musical instrument develops millions of new connections, synapses, between nerve cells in the brain. Dr. Anton Poringer, a scientist from Vienna specializing in the power of lightning bolts and a fine violinist, wrote asking if I would put together a string quartet so we could play a Mozart quartet together at his International Aerospace Conference in Williamsburg, Virginia. I wrote back, I would be happy to do this. We played a rehearsal with Dr. Poringer a few days before the concert. We had a marvelous time making music together. Before the conference, I called and found out the name of the head of the conference. I asked him if I could give a 1 minute speech on music, science, and the brain, and asked the conferees to fill in a short questionnaire on their musical studies as children. He said, of course. Of the 114 respondents, 75% were from the United States, 25% from Europe, Asia, and South America. 80% had played musical instruments as children, and 60% continued to play. I continued a similar study at Thomas Jefferson National Accelerator Facility, formerly CBATH, surveying 129 scientists, physicists, and engineers. 79% played musical instruments as children. 66.7% played through high school. 60.8% played through college. And 57.8% continue to play. Today, throughout the United States and Europe, amateur orchestras composed of scientists, medical specialists, and others continue to play music together weekly to relax, recharge themselves, and have fun making music together. They also play regular concerts during the year. I have continued my research updating the book, The Secret of Teaching Science and Math Through Music, with monthly radio show interviews of scientists, medical doctors, mathematicians, teachers, and others, and writing blog articles sharing this research. It is all about studying and continue to practice a musical instrument throughout life to make a smarter and better thinking person that can help others to thrive.